AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A local clerk in a small Kentucky county testified today she can't issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Her attorney says Kim Davis testified she couldn't because it would signal her approval of a union that violates her religious beliefs.
She was careful to try to come up with a way to accommodate both her conscience and not discriminate against anyone. And that's the reason why she decided not to issue any licenses at all.
Roger Ganim says a federal judge is expected to rule in her case in a few weeks. A website for married couples seeking affairs says it has suffered a cyber attack after hackers threatened to publish the client lists if the company is shut down.
Ashley Madison, whose slogan is "Life is short, have an affair," claims its customers are anonymous, but online security blog KrebsOnSecurity.com posted what appeared to be a screenshot of the site's homepage on Sunday, bearing a message from hackers who said Ashley Madison lied about a service allowing members to erase their profile information. The hackers say the data doesn't go away. The Bible warns your sin will find you out. But Ashley Madison's owners are assuring would-be adulterers that they've taken steps to secure their personal profiles. I'm Steve Coleman.
The top couple in country music is calling it quits after 4 years of marriage. After years of tabloid gossip claiming marital troubles, Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert announced today their divorce. The news was confirmed in a statement by the couple to the Associated Press, which read in part, "This is not the future we envision." This is AP Radio News. President Obama is celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
The impact of the ADA reaches the White House itself, says President Obama. The West Wing receptionist, Leah Katz Hernandez, is deaf.
She says that thanks to this law, I grew up knowing I was equal, not subhuman.
At a gathering of disability rights activists, the president was repeatedly applauded as he called on both government and the private sector to continue to help people with disabilities achieve equality.
We all know too many people with disabilities are still unemployed.
To name one proposal, the Social Security Administration is ready to award $20 million to organizations that help the disabled return to the workforce. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
Secretary of State John Kerry watched the Cuban flag raised in Washington today as the U.S. and Cuba restored diplomatic relations after more than 50 years. But Kerry said there are a lot of hurdles to overcome. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.